Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Maestros. Mishnah deals with buying a field in Surya from a non-Jew where there is already produce growing in it. Now, Surya, as we have mentioned a few times before, is some land that is east of Eretz Yisrael that was captured by David HaMelech and added onto Eretz Yisrael before he had completed Kibush Aretz of the land that Hashem gave to the Jewish people as our Yerusha. And therefore, since he conquered it before the Kibush Aretz was complete, the lands of Surya do not get Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So Min HaTorah, they are not considered Eretz Yisrael, they don't have Kedusha. However, the Chachamim consider this area that we call Surya to be like Eretz Yisrael for certain halachos, but not for others. And so our Mishnah, which is talking about buying a field in Surya from a non-Jew, which has produce growing in it already, so the question is, what are my obligations with regard to Truma if I buy it from this non-Jew? So the Mishnah tells us, Alukech Sadeh Yarek B'Surya, Im Ad Shelo Ba La'onas HaMasros Chayav. If at the time of my purchase, it had not yet reached Onas HaMasros, so then Chayav, the field is obligated in Trumas HaMasros. In other words, when it reaches Onas HaMasros, it will have basically crossed the line, as it were, under my ownership, on the ownership of a Jew, and therefore it becomes obligated in Trumas HaMasros, and you have to give Maestros on this field. Umishabala Onas HaMasros, however, if I acquire the field after it has already crossed that line, it has already become big enough to be considered in Onas HaMasros, then Potter, then I am not obligated. And the reason for that is that at the time that it crossed the line into being obligated to Maestros, it was owned by a non-Jew, and it was in Surya, in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore it was not ever obligated in Maestros, and it retains that Ptur even after it is acquired by a Jew. And therefore, says the Tanakhama, Veloki kedarko veholech. You go ahead and pick it as you wish, pick it in your own way as you go along, and even as things continue to grow in your possession, you don't have to worry about it. Now, the Tanakhama says that you can pick it, but he does restrict you from hiring workers to do the picking. And the reason for that is that the Tanakhama makes a gezeira mishum chshad, because of suspicion. That is to say, that the workers might notice that you're not taking Trumas and Maestros, and the word might get on the street that you aren't taking Trumas and Maestros from your stuff, which would be bad. And therefore, you don't want that to happen, and so you don't hire workers. You have to do this on your own. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Yiskor Polim V'Yilkot. Rabbi Yehuda is not worried about this chshad. He said, people know that this field used to belong to a non-Jew, and therefore you can hire workers, and everybody will know that you didn't give Trumas and Maestros because it was formerly that of a non-Jew, and presumably they will assume that it crossed into Onas and Maestros while it was still owned by a non-Jew. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Bamed Dvar Memorim. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, you know, all of what you just said, Tanakhama, is true. However, when we said that it is chayav if you purchase it before it reaches Onas HaMasros, and therefore it crosses the line in the possession of a Jew, that is only true bizman shekana karka, if you actually purchase the land along with the produce. Avozman shelo kana karka, however, if you didn't buy the land, you only bought all the produce on the land that is growing on the land without actually acquiring the land, imad shelo bano Onas HaMasros potter, then even if you acquire it before it reaches Onas HaMasros, and it reaches Onas HaMasros under your ownership, that is, the fruits belong to you at the time that they become Chayav HaMasros, you're still Pater because the land doesn't belong to you, and the land belongs to a non-Jew in Chutz La'aretz, and the halachos of Maestro don't pertain. Rebbe Omer, Af Lefi Cheshbon. Rebbe rejects the approach of all or nothing with regard to crossing the line of Onas HaMasros. Certainly, everybody agrees that if you buy a field with the land before Onas HaMasros and it becomes Chayav and Maestros while it's owned by a Jew, that you have to give Maestros. However, if you acquire a field after it has reached Onas HaMasros, The Tanakhama says, so you're Potter, because it was Potter at the time that it crossed the line, and therefore it remains Potter. Rebbe says, not so. You are Potter for the growth that the produce did under the ownership of the non-Jew. But you are Chayav for the growth of the produce after you became the owner. And therefore, you have to figure it out percentage-wise that how much of the produce grew under your ownership, and you have to give Maestros on that amount, on the percentage of the crop that grew, the percentage, right, to which of which each individual thing grew. So if you bought it, Onus Maestros is typically at 33%, right, a third of its growth. You bought it at 50%. So then if you have 100 bushels, you have to give 50 bushels of Meiser, or Maestros on 50 bushels, because 50% of the wheat grew under your ownership.